again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 9th of August, 2007. It was on this day in 378 AD the Romans were routed by the Visigoths at the Battle of Adrianople, a victory of barbarian horsemen over Roman infantry, one of the most decisive battles in history in what is now the nation of Turkey. Two-thirds of the Roman army, 40,000 men, including Emperor Valens himself, were overrun and slaughtered by the Visigoths, which set the stage for the fall of the Roman Empire. It's the birthday of Isaac Walton, 1593, author of The Complete Angler, or The Contemplative Man's Recreation, A Guide to the Joys of Fishing. It was on this day in 1854, Henry David Thoreau published Walden, or Life in the Woods. The first edition, 2,000 copies, and it took 5 years to sell them off. It's the birthday of the Swiss psychologist Jean Piaget, born in 1896, who dedicated his life to the question of how a child learns. A tall, portly man with white hair, wore rumpled suits, spent long hours on his hands and knees playing marbles with children. It's the birthday of Pamela Lyndon Travers, P.L. Travers, the pen name of Helen Lyndon Goff, born in Maybole, Queensland, Australia, 1899. P.L. Travers, famous as the author of Mary Poppins. She grew up in Australia. In her 20s, she moved to Dublin and created the character for her own amusement, a prim, somewhat ill-humored, magical British nanny who appears at a household in a high wind and floats away when the wind changes. Mary Poppins came out in 1934. It was a big success in Britain and the U.S., and P.L. Travers wrote 7 sequels. And it's the birthday of the poet Philip Larkin, born in Coventry, England, 1922, considered one of the great English poets of his time, though he only published 4 slim books, a total of only 117 poems. Grew up in the English Midlands. His father was a government official and a Nazi sympathizer who decorated the house with Nazi regalia throughout the 30s until the war started. Larkin went to Oxford, met Kingsley Amis there, they became lifelong friends, worked as a professional librarian for more than 40 years, writing in his spare time. A poet who managed to write very beautiful poems that incorporated all sorts of four-letter words. But he found it more and more difficult to write. In 1966, he wrote in a letter, "I feel I am landed on my 45th year as if washed up on a rock, not knowing how I got here, or ever had a chance of being anywhere else. Anyone would think I was Tolstoy, the value I put on writing, but it hasn't amounted to much." For 3 years, from 1974 to 1977, Larkin worked on a single 50-line poem, the last major poem he wrote called O Bod, about watching the sunrise in a bedroom and thinking about the fear of death, a poem that most critics consider to be his masterpiece. Here's a poem by Philip Larkin on his birthday, The Mower. The mower stalled twice. Kneeling, I found a hedgehog jammed up against the blades, killed. It had been in the long grass. I had seen it before and even fed it once. Now I had mauled its unobtrusive world unmendably. Burial was no help. Next morning, I got up, and it did not. The first day after a death, the new absence is always the same. We should be careful of each other. We should be kind while there is still time. A poem by Philip Larkin, The Mower, from his collected poems, published by Farrar, Straus, and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find your favorite poem with the Poetry Tool online at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.